This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As we do on Tuesdays, I like to talk combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How's the mending coming along?
Physically, top shelf. Psychologically, has generated some problems, man. I
have to adjust everything, one-legged. I'm doing everything one-legged, and I'm not real pleased with it.
Sure.
It's more difficult than I imagined. But other than that, I'm good. Somebody somewhere has always got it worse, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't generally complain knowing that. But, I've only got one shot at the title on this recovery, so I'm playing it by the numbers, and it's going to take some time. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're going to reclaim the title. I'm not that worried about it. As far as rehabbing, you're pretty much pro on that, right?
Oh yeah, I got the scores to prove it, man.
So. But I got a problem, and I need your help.
Talk to me.
Okay. So, I understand the logic behind guns like Glocks. The striker-fired gun, it's a self-contained unit. Everything's closed off from the elements for the most part. There's nothing, right. there's no places for anything to get in there. You really would have to drop it in some really bad stuff. And even then, it's probably going to run because it's got pretty good tolerance. It's got sort of a military-type tolerance, right?
Absolutely.
But by the same token, it doesn't matter what kind. And I've been working on my trigger finger with this. I think I'm using too little trigger finger and pushing with my right hand.
Yeah.
But I don't have that issue with a single action hammer fired 2011.
Okay.
I'm hit dead center. Height is correct. Left and right is correct. I'm hitting dead center. And as you know,
because it's a much more end user friendly design.
Right.
As well as function, mechanical function. That's a no-brainer to me. A couple of things that immediately come to mind if you're doing a comparative study of the Glock pistol versus any real 1911-ish blaster.
Right.
Is look at the grip angle on the Glock, but not just the grip angle, the effect that it has on your hand placement in respect to how you align or line your finger up with the trigger.
Right.
And how you come into contact with the trigger. And that's, I don't know.
I never had thought of that because Glock has a 22% angle, right? 22 degree angle, and the 1911 has an 18 degree angle.
Right. But the effect, you can lay schematics out and look at them, do a comparative study. That's not going to get it. You got to put your hands on the gun and determine the effect that it has specifically on your hand. On, whatever, X gun. But when I've got my G45 locked up, if you were to look at my trigger finger placement on the trigger and right. how it's on the trigger, the tip of my trigger finger is about approximately 45 degree angle, pointing down. Now, I do my best to get the center of the pad, but my finger is not, straight or horizontal or parallel with the ground.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
Normally, people have a tendency, and I've seen this time and again, they have a tendency to think that when their finger's on the trigger, their finger should be, horizontal with the ground. That's correct. It may be correct based on the pistol you're using and the size of your hands, the length of your fingers. There's a lot of variables that come into play, the problem. But, I will state this. There's only one way to press the trigger, and that is clean and straight to the rear. I don't care what kind of trigger action it is, but knowing that should help you figure out your hand placement on the gun. Here's something you can try. Do a little reverse engineering, with both pistols.
Right.
Make sure they're unloaded and cleared. This is got nothing to do with shooting, so make sure the pistol's unloaded and cleared before you do this.
Right.
With your support hand, hold, slides forward, be cocked, hold the pistol in your hand by the slide, and bring your firing hand to the gun, but put your finger on the trigger as you normally think you do by feel, and then maintain that position on the trigger, the face of the trigger, and then try to establish your grip as you know it. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen.
Right.
You're not going to be able to pull it off.
Trying to work your way backwards.
But re-engineer, instead of satisfying the grip requirement first, what feels good and all that, and then putting your finger on the trigger, reverse engineer it, and see if you can't identify some key issues that you can't clean up in respect to your performance because you have a better understanding of what your physical working relationship is with a pistol.
That's really interesting.
What I mean?
Yes, that's really interesting. I had never, ever, I thought the whole mechanics part of it was the way I was using my trigger finger. I'd never thought of that angle, that slight difference in the angle, pushing my hand back a little bit, which, of course, it does.
Right.
Very interesting. You hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. Of course, Super Dave is right now convalescing. Had some surgery done. I think that's on your left leg you had on?
My right Achilles tendon.
Right Achilles tendon. And,
I blew it up.
Yep, it's a very impressive scar. He's been kind enough to share that on social media. If you want to check that out on social media, of course, you can go to Dave Harrington on Facebook.com. To find his website, go to CombatSpeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. Excuse me. At franklinarmory.com while I have the busy throat. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So, if I decide that I'm going to go with a single action trigger and a single action gun, what do you expect? I mean, I know I know that striker fired guns have issues sometimes, right?
Right.
But I've got two builders that build pretty good 2011s. For me, they're the best of all worlds as far as shooting is concerned, and I just have a hard time with this. What are your thoughts?
Hey, exactly what? I mean, what do you mean you have a hard time with it?
Well, I mean, I've told you the story of my negligent discharge, right? I've told you that story, right?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Okay. I have had the first thing that I ever did with a pistol that was, I would consider to be ultra bad. It was so bad, I mean, I went from 0 to 100 right away. It was, right. I was 15 years old. We were cleaning guns in order to go to the movies.
Right.
My friend came in and reloaded the gun that I was cleaning without telling me.
Oh, I do recall that now, yes.
Yes.
So,
for me, when everybody out there is talking about, well, you know, every shot you send, you own that bullet, I embrace that. And
okay.
For me, I want pinpoint accuracy when okay. when I put the sights up on something and I pull the trigger on it. Whether it's I seem to work really well with optics. I've got two of these 2011s built up with optics.
Right.
And I do carry them. I do carry them. I haven't run into any issues with them, but they're such over-engineered pieces of machinery. And that's the thing. With the 1911 package, you really got to go beyond the price point of where you can find a good polymer gun, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's amazing, you know, earlier in your questioning, when you asked or stated single action, there's only two in my mind, true single action trigger types. And that is that of the, Colt Peacemaker, true single action blaster.
Right.
And, the 1911 John Moses Browning design trigger group.
Right.
Anything else tries to mimic that, in respect to, you know, being able to interact with it and control it or manipulate it properly, it's going to provide you with the cleanest feel to it. However, I don't know if you've had any experience with the SIG 320s lately, but some of the aftermarket guys in that realm for that specific pistol have done some phenomenal work with that specific trigger group for yeah. the feel it delivers.
Now, are you recommending that one because it has a better grip angle for somebody like me that works really well with that? 1911
well, I mean, maybe, but there's too many other factors that should come into, you know, the play of the problem. I wouldn't purchase a pistol just simply because of the tour group that it has. It's got to be, you know, the package has got to balance out.
Right.
And certainly, as you've already mentioned, you know, the price point today is off the chart. I mean, for if you wanted to have a nice, you know, 2011, how many Glocks can you buy for one 2011?
Probably three.
You know, what's the purpose of the pistol in the first place? What are you going to use it for? What's its application? From a work standpoint, I want something that's going to be absolutely reliable, and I can absolutely trust my life in the simple fact it's going to go bang every time I want it to go bang.
Right.
Glock provides that. However, a Glock trigger is a Glock trigger, and it will always be a Glock trigger, no matter how hard people try to turn it into a 1911 trigger. It's not going to happen. Invariably, in my experience, when you start making modifications, that really no longer falls into the realm of being a work gun. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because if you make modifications, you know, your failure rate can go up. But it really depends on, you would be surprised just by looking at how you interact with your pistol, grip the gun, whether it's right hand, left hand, or both hands. Think about that for a second. Right hand only, left hand only, two right. hand grip. Well, you're interacting with the pistol in three different manners. Well, how is that going to affect, if at all, affect your interaction with the trigger group based on which hand or both you're using? You see what I mean?
I do.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a master of the obvious, but sometimes you got to step back and take a look at what is actually happening. Are you expecting too much out of your equipment? Or the flip side of that is your equipment not supporting your ability level?
Well, let's talk about where that takes me when we get back. Yeah. Coming up on the next break, you can find Dave stuff. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington, and you can find him, his website is combatspeed.com, talking about my single action versus striker fire dilemma. This is Lock and Load.
Found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Big tech should have to explain itself. That's what Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is saying about wanting the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee over their company's censoring of a New York Post article on Hunter Biden's business deals. He tells Fox News that their actions jeopardize the First Amendment.
When the Post puts out this story about Hunter Biden and Twitter and Facebook won't take it, just think of the number of people in the United States, millions and millions of people that are denying their source of news.
Researchers in the UK are set to begin a controversial experiment they hope will speed up development of a coronavirus vaccine. Imperial College London says it will infect healthy volunteers with the virus in order to study treatments for the disease. Researchers say that while the study is risky, they hope they'll be able to get data they can use to craft a vaccine faster than in a normal study. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is pushing back against the decision to mute candidates' mics during Thursday's presidential debate. Speaking with Fox News, Trump called the rule crazy and said it's not the first time the Commission on Presidential Debates has messed with his microphone.
This commission, I had problems with them 4 years ago where they stifled out my mic during my conversation with Crooked Hillary. And, you know, they muted my mic. They did a whole thing. They did this to me already. They modulated it at the time. And they actually had to write me a letter of apology. And they did it on purpose. Look, these people are not good people, this commission.
And the First Lady is canceling plans to be at a rally Tuesday, citing lingering effects from COVID-19. Melania Trump was scheduled to join the president tonight when he held a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, the first campaign event she'd appeared at in more than a year. But her office says that she'll stay at the White House out of an abundance of caution due to a lingering cough. The president and First Lady tested positive for coronavirus earlier this month, with the president spending 3 days in the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, talking about my single action versus striker fired action dilemma. You've carried 1911s before, yeah?
Absolutely, and I still do from time to time.
Yeah. Now, the 1911 that you may or may not, is it a 1911? Is it a 2011? What is it?
Oh, no, it's a 1911. It's a, actually, the guns that I use now are BCM gunfighter 1911s. It's exclusively available through BCM. However, the base gun is a Wolfson Combat X-TAC.
Okay.
In which Larry Vickers spec'd out the light rail and the sights for BCM. They're TAC drivers.
absolutely packed drunk.
Right. Now, is it your opinion with a 1911 that it has to be built by somebody that is better at building a gun than, say, the average production gun?
Wow.
Because I'll tell you my opinion on it if you want to know.
Really depends on the level of reliability that you're looking for. If you're going to bet your life on it, then you need to get the best that you can afford.
Sure.
And look at it as life support equipment.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just asking that simply because, like, where a lot of it, and I've tested quite a few 1911s.
Right.
And what I find is that where some of these brands that you would think would be really sort of high-end, when they get out there and say, well, you need to shoot this thing 500 times to break it in.
Right.
What you're actually doing, I mean, you don't have to sit back there and actually look at the sights. They just want you to run the slide under the pressure of a shot to grind down that metal to where it gets a little slippery, a little more slick.
Well, yeah, there's a... The break-in period, if we're going to describe it as such,
yeah.
During that break-in period, you want to make sure, you know, that the gun's not only properly lubricated, but maybe a little too much lubricated. You want to make sure there's more than enough, not just enough. And that is for to support that lap-in process of all the moving parts.
Right.
And you're absolutely correct. I would not take, when I first got my gunfighters from BCM, I did not make any judgment calls other than reliability calls, which I didn't have to make anyway, until I had fired 1,000 rounds through both guns.
Right.
Then I really started paying attention to, you know, my groups, my ability to hit at distance. I learned to not be hypercritical with any new gun or new pistol until I had exceeded the break-in period. You understand what I mean?
I do.
So, therefore, you know, it just eliminates that whole rabbit hole issue of whether the gun's not broken or not. I'll give you a perfect example. One time I took, I had, when Robar was extant, existed.
Those were the good old days, right?
Yeah, they were. I had sent Robar a brand new in the box, I never fired it, pistol for some work, for some custom work. I call it the ghost gun because the only thing that I have left of the gun is a photo. The thing is I never, when I got the gun back from Robar, they did an outstanding job with everything, finish, everything that I had done. The problem was at 50 yards, the pistol hit high left about 4 feet. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
And
from that point of aim.
Yes. There was something inherently not right with the pistol. And I couldn't make, thank God for my friends at Glock, because, you know, when I got the gun back and initially started firing it, I was like, whoa, what could have possibly transpired to cause this to happen? But I couldn't put it off on Robar. Because I refer to it as benchmarking the gun. I had never fired it. So was it a factory issue or was it the custom shop issue? Couldn't make the call because I never benchmarked the gun before I sent it out to have it worked on.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I do.
But thank God my buddies at Glock understood what happened and they squared me away. They warrantied the gun. But that was I'm beyond grateful for that. But the chances of that happening again are absolutely zero. So I would definitely recommend to everybody out there, if you any type of handgun or rifle or whatever, if it's a firearm and you're going to send it off to have it worked on, you need to benchmark that gun, fire it, make sure you know where it hits. So when you get it back, of course, depending on the type of work you had done to it, it at least maintains the same level of accuracy that you had before you sent it out.
Right. That's an interesting story. But, I mean, the point you're making here, and, see, I know lots of guys that will go and buy one of these. There's a couple of name brands out there that make a pretty good basic gun. It's sort of rough. It's not really refined or anything, but they'll buy it, and they'll say, well, it's a pretty cheap, solid platform. Then they'll send it off and have $2,000 worth of work done on it. You know?
Doesn't that blow your mind?
It does, simply because... I'll give you my comparison here when we get back. I don't have time to give you my comparison, but yeah, it does. I would just as soon have it built that way,
right,
from scratch. But for those of you that enjoy the kind of stuff like the grip angle thing, I've talked about the grip angle thing many times. I've always thought, well, there's a reason the grip angle makes me push, but I've never thought about how far it pushes my hand away from the trigger. And Dave just pointed that out. And that's the kind of stuff you get with Combat Speed LLC. Right now, Dave is convalescing. As soon as he's back up to speed, he will be back at Combat Speed, and he will go from there. In the meantime, if you want to keep up with what he's got going on, you can check him at DaveHarrington@Facebook.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516. To make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy, knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You know, one of the things about, I have one gun built by Chambers Custom.
Okay.
And it is a 2011. And before they ever sent it to me in their testing, is they dialed it in, because it came to be dialed in. They fired it about 500 times, just getting it right.
Right.
When they it feels, you know, it's like Nighthawk. They do the same thing, maybe to a slightly lesser degree. Staccato, they do the same thing to a lesser degree. But they get out there and they work the slide and fit the slide to where the slide doesn't need to grind itself down in order to break in.
Right.
And they've already done all the custom touches, you know, the guide rods and the springing and, you know, the slide fit and the frame fit and all these other things that go along with it. I tried to figure out why it is better to get a base gun and then build it when you've got guys that over-engineer these things to the point to where they're just about as accurate and dependable as anything out there today.
Right. I mean, I agree with you 100%. The just in my experience over the last, excuse me, primarily observations over the last 30 years, the firearms and ammunition that are produced today are that much more inherently accurate, of course, than the humans firing them.
Right.
I don't see on the range during a gig, I don't see anywhere near the level or amount of malfunctions that, you know, people used to experience due to lesser quality guns and ammo.
Right.
Of course, one cliche that goes around or comes around every once in a while is, you know, custom guns, custom problems. You know, pretty much that applies to anything custom. You know, you customize it, you're going to have custom problems surface at some point if it's not done absolutely correct the first time. You know, it tickles me when you have, you know, even, I guess you could consider it an entry level, intermediate level shooter. You know, they buy a pistol. Of course, the first thing they want to do is shoot it, and that's cool. Then generally the second thing they want to do is adjust the sights because they can't hit with it. It's like, wait a minute, dude. You know, make sure the sights are centered up, mechanically centered, and work with it for a little bit before you start trying to make judgment calls in respect to what you need to do, whether it's adjust the sights or not. Because whether the gun is hitting in respect to what you're seeing when you fire, even if it is or not, it's going to produce a group or pattern somewhere that represents your ability. You see what I mean?
I do.
And if it's not, you know, if it's not pointing any point of impact, sure, adjust the sights. But produce a group first. If you don't have the skill to produce a group, will at least produce an acceptable pattern before you start making any kind of adjustments. You see what I mean?
I do. One of the things I do accept is that since I do keep sort of going back and forth with some of this stuff, that I wonder if I've just not given myself enough time to fully adapt to what I'm trying to do as far as with the pistols. But then at the same time, I've got two guns right now that I can pick up, and I know if you're out there saying, I need you to do a group at 20 yards, and it needs to be the size of a playing card, I got two guns I can do that with. I have full confidence in them. When I pick them up and stick them out there, there's not going to be any hesitation. There's going to be the confidence behind it and everything else that I'm doing. And they're single action, right? 2011s.
Right.
So.
Well, here's just one thing I want to caution you on.
Yes.
I just experienced this with a buddy of mine who lives in Louisiana. He got a hold of me and said, hey, I'm experiencing this problem, and proceeded to lay out this problem. And it actually had nothing to do with nothing other than he's got this type of gun, that type of gun. He's got like four or five different guns he shoots on a regular basis.
Right.
And I'm like, whoa, dude, how can you make any judgment calls in respect to what you're doing when you're evaluating your performance across five different pistols. The bottom line is, have you heard the saying, beware the man with one gun?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
You know why you should be aware of that, dude?
Yeah.
Because he probably knows how to use that gun.
That's right.
I just want to caution you, man, don't be or fall in the hypercritical rabbit hole of judging your performance across four or five different guns. It's not going to be the same. If you want to be good, you need to decide which pistol you like for whatever reasons and work with that pistol.
Right.
And get good with it. Now, from a professional trainer's point of view, I have to be able to really shoot anything well. But I'm always going to shoot my pet blasters that much better. You see what I mean?
I do.
It's just simply a matter of applying and adapting what you know and are able to do against the specific pistol that you're choosing to use at that point in time. You see what I mean?
I do. That was going to be the next. We're going to run out of time before we, and we'll talk about this next week when we come back to combat pistol craft. But that's the other thing. That's where I want to go next, because, you know, I've been to one of Fisher's classes. Steve brings a literal box of guns. Some of these he's going to loan out. Some of these he's going to shoot as he's demonstrating things. He can shoot them all. You can shoot them all. I'm sure Jaeger can shoot them all. All of these instructors can shoot them all. And that's my next goal once I tame the beast I'm trying to tame, as far as getting here and saying, okay, this is how I'm going to do this, and this is what I'm going to do, and then I want to start trying to duplicate that with other things. Although the grip angle thing, the way you look at it as far as the trigger finger placement and everything, I never had thought of that that way. That's quite the eye-opener. Before we run out of time... Yeah, before we run out of time, Super Dave is convalescing, so he's not laid up. He's out there quite as active as he can be, because he's working on the comeback. He's working on the get back into the swing of things, and you can track him on Facebook at Dave Harrington, and check his website out to stay tuned to that, combatspeed.com. Thank you for taking the time to join me this evening. Mr.
Certainly appreciate the opportunity. Mr. Bell, you take care, and I'll talk to you next week.
You got it.
Roger that, man. Take care.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.